This is Dr. Richard Lamb, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Today, the people of New Hampshire vote in their Democratic and Republican primaries. Before the end of February, Nevada and South Carolina will vote. Soon, a primary will be coming to you. The 2016 election year is well underway, and I believe it will be the most important presidential election since 1860, when we elected Abraham Lincoln. If we had not elected Lincoln, we probably would not be one country today. As Christians, we have a duty and a responsibility to vote. First, it makes us obedient to Jesus' command to be salt and light, and He always blesses obedience. Second, we live in a country that is deeply divided about really important issues, like the nature of marriage, the sanctity of human life, and freedom of conscience, and every vote counts. Third, as Americans, we have the right to vote because hundreds of thousands of our citizens have sacrificed all their tomorrows on the fields of conflict to protect our right to vote and to determine how we are governed. We dishonor their sacrifice when we neglect our duty to vote, and we might also lose those rights so dearly won. Finally, we must always remember that we are called to be faithful, whether we win or lose. One of my favorite stories about Francis Schaeffer is that in April of 1984, just before he died of cancer, Schaeffer spoke at Liberty University. During a question and answer period, one of the students stood and said, "Dr. Schaeffer, it seems to me that the church is in the 10th round. It is bloody, it is beaten, it's on its knees. Is there any hope that we can win?" Schaeffer leaned in toward the microphone and said, quote, "Son, if you do it to win, you've lost already. Whether we win or lose, Christians fight the culture wars because our risen Lord has commanded us," end quote. And when we vote, we should be voting for candidates who endorse our values, our beliefs, and our convictions. Our loyalty to the gospel trumps our loyalty to any party, region of the country, or family tradition. For more on this subject, go to an article I've written, available on whydoyoubelieve.org. This is Richard Land.